The United Cadets Front has called on President John Dramani Mahama to relieve all non-performing ministers and their deputies of their post and appoint new ones who are up to the task. Thus, they noted, will enable the party to deliver on its campaign promise to be retained in 2016. They also called on all those campaigning for executive positions to stop until a formal opening of nominations. The General Secretary of the UCF, Efanam Nyako, addressing members at the inauguration of newly elected executives of the Abilene Pezona branch of the UCF, expressed dissatisfaction about the perceived existence of splinter groups through the actions of one of the candidates vying for the post of chairmanship of the party. Yaya Kwamwa has filed this report.
The United Cadets Front, UCF, is the political vanguard of the NDC. The General Secretary of the UCF, Efanam Nyako, said the cadets are in full support of the use of the biometric voting technology to elect national executives. This, he noted, will help reduce the temptation of influencing voters with money. He asked President Mahama to do away with non-performing ministers and their deputy. Mr. Nyako said cadets remain loyal and united to the cause of the NDC and are more united than before to ensure that ideals of the party live on.
We are going to wait for the direction of His Excellency John Mahama and we will tow his line accordingly. So a motley of cadets went to Sunyani and tried to hold something which they said was a congress. In actual fact, it was not representative of the Cadre Corps at all, because the Cadre Corps had gone to congress in April and had elected its substantive executives. Now, these cadets who went to Sunyani to do that are a splinter group that are actually championing a cause, I believe, because they want one of them to be elected into a position within a party. But we are saying that the strength of the Cadre Corps is in its objective representation. And so we should, as a collective, take a decision on who to support within our Cadre ranks and give it all our support. We do not want to be seen to be used to further individual agenda. That is why we are calling on them to desist from that parallel segregation they want to do and then come to the main fold and let's take collective decisions and abide by it.
The 2012 parliamentary candidate of the Ayawaso West Wagon, Kwame Ewa Dako, challenged members to remain resolute and support the president to fulfill his campaign pledges.
A report by Yaya Kwamwa.